Hi, thanks for holding. Is this John?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, John. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. So...
Of course. So were you never able to get in touch with Chris?
No, I wasn't, actually. I was... I saw that last I called, I had spoken with you, and I left a message on the other line. But, yeah, he hadn't called me back.
Okay. I'm wondering because he hadn't called me back either for days.
Oh, no.
So, yeah. Yep. So, we are 50-50 owners.
Okay.
So, I'm wondering, can we pause our account, Tina? Do we have any reserve? He claims we got reserve money there with you guys for, I don't know if it was for Google Flat or Google, or what. I've let him take care of this the whole time, so I'm kind of out of the loop on some of it.
Okay. So, there isn't a reserve, but there is a monthly subscription of $129 month to month. You can definitely pause or cancel at any time, but in order to prevent the next month's charge, you have to call us within 3 business days of your billing date, which happens to be the 9th. So there's a past due charge right now. So we can't do a pause or anything like that while there is a past due charge.
Okay.
How come you're wanting to pause it? It looks like you're getting really good results.
I'm not getting really good results.
Oh,
I haven't
maybe
been able
the
to get in touch with him in 2 or 3 weeks.
Let me look here. So... Are you guys typically, like, in the same location? Do you typically see each other face-to-face, or do you mostly just communicate via phone or text? Or
most of the time it's by phone. I mean, we're in the same vicinity. It's just he's north, I'm south. So, you know, most of our stuff is by phone or something like that. But we don't have an office. You know, we're a mobile business. So
yes.
You know, the last thing that I'm aware of that came in, he forwarded to me was on like August the 1st or 2nd, something like that.
Wow. I hope something didn't happen to him. That's pretty unusual because today's what, the 16th?
I don't think so. He lives on the same property now as his parents, and I hadn't heard from them, so... You know, I'm assuming.
Oh, maybe they're on vacation or something. I see what you mean. Maybe they, yeah. Okay. Well, I want to let you know, and I can screenshot this and send it to you in an email if you'd like to review it. But pausing the account would dramatically affect the business. And I can see why you're kind of outside the loop because the client calls are going to the other number, right? But in the time that you guys have been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 61,949 times, and you've had 1,849 Google actions, which include clicks to call you and clicks to your site from the first page. So I share that because you're probably getting a ton of work out of this. And, of course, you're not taking the client calls, so you're not aware. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So, yeah, so that's why I hesitate, you know, for you to even want to pause it because it will kind of unravel everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google. The website would temporarily come down, and all 60 directories that you're on would deactivate. So it would also affect, you know, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, Facebook, Merchant Circle, you name it, all of that would unravel.
No, I understand all that. That's, unfortunately, when I can't get in touch with the person for 2 weeks or 3 weeks that's controlling all of this, then doesn't do me a bit of good. Right?
Yeah, that makes sense. Let me check here on the dashboard, because we have a tracking number on your campaign of 813-652-0800. When people call that, it forwards over to the number ending in 2335, which I assume is Chris's number, right?
Yes, ma'am.
It is.
Yep.
Okay. So I just want to look at the dashboard and see if he's been answering any of the client calls, because no, one came in yesterday, but it was only a six-second call, so I think that that probably went straight to voicemail. A lead came through yesterday. How much do you charge for a spring replacement on a single-car garage? Her name was Amy, but she filled out the form on the website. On 8/12, on August 12th, the call was a minute 53, so it looks like he answered the call on August the 12th. Let me just, hold on, I'm going to try to listen to it real quick and see if it was a message. Oh, no, he picked... Okay, so he picked up that call. She said she was a real estate agent and she had a rental property with a busted spring. But he answered, hi, this is Chris. So he did answer that phone call. Yeah. So maybe that's the move. Let me give you the tracking number. And next time you call him on that number. And he might pick up thinking that it's a client.
Yep.
And I think I have to try the same. I mean, unless you wanted to take care of the past due payment for him, but if it's on his card and whatnot, then, you know, I might try
everything,
next time
What card number? What's the last four of the card number? 8842?
Visa ending in 8842. That's exactly right.
Yep.
And let's
That's
see what the problem
number. Yep.
It says, it just says insufficient
funds. Sure.
Yep, so he's just not putting money in that account, it looks like.
Exactly.
So, okay.
Yep.
Well, I hope you guys aren't in the midst of, like, dissolving the relationship. That's not good if he's not getting back to you, you know?
Well, you know, that's kind of what it sounds like to me.
It sounds like it.
Since we've never had problems in the past, and I don't know, you know. Maybe something changed in
his
world and he doesn't want to share it or something. I don't know.
Maybe he's
right,
getting
so
much
that.
Business off of this and he doesn't want you to know. Maybe that's what it is. But here's the number. It's 813.
Yep.
652.
Yep.
0800.
Okay.
And I want to check the call from yesterday, even though it was 6 seconds. I want to see if it was a voicemail or, the person that called yesterday hung up before I could hear it. Because sometimes what happens is it goes to a voicemail box that's full. And that's always frustrating to me, too, that, you know, why would you pay a company to do marketing for you? And then when a client calls, they can't leave a message, know?
Yep,
but,
exactly.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you, John.
To know that he answered a call
through the tracking number
when he won't answer
on
the 12th. Yeah.
Let me see that person, by the way. Let's see. Oh no, it's all the same time. It looked like she had to call a couple times to get through, but it's the same timestamp, so that's the same call. Let's see. There was one. Another one on the 12th that was a 2 second call, so he didn't answer it. A 24 second call on the 11th, so that's potential that he answered it because it's
a voicemail.
Yeah, or a voicemail. A minute to again on the 11th. So it looks like there's some correspondence going on through that tracking number. So yeah, try to reach him through there and then I'll do the same. I'll put a note next time I call him for the payment to, you know, call the tracking and I think he'll pick up.
All right. Is there a phone number that goes with that one on the 12th?
Yes. You mean for the client?
Can I? Yeah.
You mean the lady, the realtor, right, that said that she had the busted garage door? Okay. It was 813-361-8682.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
And the caller ID was
dialed. you know.
Yeah.
If he showed up to fix it.
Oh, that's a good plan. Yeah, maybe he made an appointment with her and he went out and repaired it. Yeah, good idea.
Yep.
So, okay, well, if I hear from him, I'll put it in the notes and you know, you can always call me and I'll let you know. But either way,
okay.
You know, my main thing is just getting the payment taken care of, because if not, it will
right.
start affecting the business, where to you, you probably don't care, because if it's not, you know, benefiting you and he's not answering you, you know what I mean? So,
yeah. Exactly. I know,
but
we've been with you guys forever, and, you know, I know
mm-hmm.
I've talked to you before and,
yep.
Perry and everything, but, you know, it's,
yeah.
Yep. So,
yeah, you've been involved in the Google Guaranteed ads then, if you've been talking to Perry.
Yeah, yeah. Well, everything's
yeah.
in my name, everything, the license, everything. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if
so
you
anyway.
And Chris decide to split, you could always call us up and, you know, start having everything funnel through your number rather than him, if that's the case,
yep.
you know, if the business is in your name. But, you know, just maybe
and
talk
you know,
to him first and then. You know,
we'll
figure out what to
do. I'm not that person. I would never want to do anything like that. I've even sent him text messages that says, I hope you're okay, but
mm-hmm.
what's going on and what do you want to do with everything? You know, and I thought that would at least pique his interest to call, you know.
Yeah.
So, so anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll
it's frustrating. I have a daughter like that. I have 4 kids, but my oldest one, she's that way. She's notorious for never returning a call, never returning a text. Sometimes I can't get a hold of her, so I'll write her on Facebook, Instagram, I'll email her, and she just doesn't respond to anything. And then when you see her face to face, she looks at you like, what's the problem? Like, you know, why are you upset?
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, because I couldn't get a hold of you, you know? Wouldn't you be upset if I just went missing?
No. we've had a great partnership up until this year, and then this year I don't know what it is. I don't know, things changed, you know. He sold a house, he moved in on his parents' property in a second house, and I don't know. Makes you wonder.
Oh,
makes you wonder.
I see.
Makes you wonder.
I see. Yeah, well, I mean, he should be forthcoming. If he wants to, you know, go out solo, he should.
Or if he wants out, all he had
know.
To do is say the word, you know, so.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying is, you know, but, I'm sure it wouldn't hurt your feelings as long as, you know, you guys did it, you know,
well, not
civilly, so.
Yep.
But,
yep. We did everything
okay,
on a
John.
Handshake. I mean, you know, that's whatever. Anyway.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me try this. Tell me. Where we're at on the payment as far as that goes as well.
It's just the $129 past due for the monthly, the month-to-month subscription that you have. Now, the Google Guaranteed
okay.
ads, that works like
yep.
like a escrow budget where, you know, as you take on leads, you put more money into it. But if you're not taking
uh-huh.
on leads right now, I'm not showing that there's a past due amount for those. It's just the $129 for the month-to-month subscription.
I got you. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you
I'll
so
talk
much
to
for
you
all
soon
the
then.
Info. If you try him again and
mm-hmm.
you get him or you don't get him or whatever, Tina, can you just let me know?
Of course. Of course.
You know?
I'm just
so.
Putting a note in here.
Kinda,
okay,
kinda
I'll let you know if I. Okay, yeah. I mean, I can in a nice way too let him know that I talked to you and that you, you know, had taken a message also and, you know, I hadn't heard back, you know. Maybe it'll make him feel bad
yeah.
that, hey, how come I haven't gotten, you know, I could say I left a message with John and still didn't hear back from you, you know. So.
yeah. Yep.
But yeah, but
yep.
I have a feeling the call
actually,
tracking number will work because he'll think it'll say actually when it rings him local leads, that's what the caller ID will show. So
right,
he'll think
right,
that he's
right.
getting a lead and he'll pick it up. And you know, that's why I think it's effective, but yeah, call that realtor first and see if he was able to go out and do
yep.
the job. Okay.
That's what I'm going to do. And what number, never mind, the number you have on file for me is the office. It's like my office number, so I have it transferred to my cell phone, so it's all good.
Yeah, I just called, and when I left the message, it ended in 1055, But then I put this number in my, just internally, that you called in from this one ending in 0100. That way, you know, if I have to reach you later, I can.
Yep, and all of them ring to my cell phone. I got everything forwarded anyway. I was just on the phone when you called, so as soon as I flipped over, you were gone.
Got it. Okay, no wonder. So let me see here. I'm trying to remember. Okay. It said I left a message. That's why I was looking. I was trying to see if it was a mailbox not set up or what have you, but it says I left a message, so that's good. Okay. You got it. Well, you know where to reach me if you need me. I'll just give you a little FYI that if you call in through the toll-free number and you put in my extension 777, it'll ring directly to my desk. That way you don't have to go through the rigmarole of sitting on hold and waiting for someone to pick up, and then they pick up, and then they have to transfer it. If you just put in that 777, it'll come directly to me. And I always answer my calls live. The only time I don't, of course, if I'm on the other line or I'm in a meeting, but at least if I see that you called, I'll get right back to you, okay?
Perfect. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome, John. Yeah, no problem. Have a good day. You're welcome.
Right.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.